continuing this discussion I gave you in the previous shiur, I want to elaborate further. I would strongly encourage those who did not hear, I think it was Thursday, right? Any shiur Thursday? Yeah, I would strongly encourage those who did not hear Thursday shiur to try and listen to the tape, because it's an important shiur. It really is important, not just for this time, it's important for a whole vision of how Chassidus explains Hishtal Shlus. And I don't do this often, so it's not Stam HaZeich Vavsach, I just think it'll be very useful for you. I'm going to quickly review the stuff of last shiur, and then I'm going to elaborate further. And I'm going to give you, just for the sake of making things interesting, I'm going to give you some really wild Haskalah, if time will allow, obviously. First of all, the review. I told you that the way that Eibishter creates the world is two categories of Metzius. Things that are created to be a koyach goloi, revealed, and things that are created to be a koyach ne'alam, or koyach nivdal, things that are created to be hidden or to be separated. What that means is that creation consists of two categories of things. A category of thing that is designed to be connected. What does connected mean? Two things. Connected to its source, and to connect it to anything like itself. For example, light or fire. Light has to be attached to a source. You cut light off from the source, it vanishes. And you put two lights together, you don't have two lights that are next to one another. You have one greater light. Flames have to be attached to the source of the flame, whether it's the torch, or it's the match, or it's the coal. You put flames next to each other, they become one larger flame. The other category of Nimtzayim are called Nivdal, separated. And the law about Nivdal is that, number one, it's separate from its source. It comes from its source. The Lashon HaChassidus, the Elhaf, or Pnimius HaKelim at least, is Dveikus, built in the Keres. It's Dovak and Elokus, but it's built in the Keres. You don't see it. It's separate from its source, and it's separate from every other like itself. For example, if you have red hot coals, you lay them next to one another, on the level of the lahav, they flame, they become one, the kalim remain, the coals remain separate coals. You cannot unify things that are b'mchinas kayach nivdal. Another point I brought up in the previous shiur is the idea that the kayach nivdal has a higher shadish than the kayach golui. Things that come from the Eibishter, the way of separation, come from the atmos and hus, the way Hashem is separate from everything else. While those things that come from the Eibishter, the way that's close, they come not from Atmos, but from what's called in Chassidus Moed. It's a lower level, Moed is lower than Atmos, because they reveal the Likud. And one final Likud, and this is a very, very important Likud, and that is, when you take Oyer, and you put it back into the Moed, the Oyer is not, it becomes Moed. There's different, the Fanim in it, and the Hayref in it, is like it says the Lashon, the Zehar, Lav, Imun, Nehoirin, light, and the source is not the not light, it's source. On the other hand, Oisius, Koyach, Nivdal, those things are created to be separate. The way they're included in Atmos, they are Metzias of Paris, the Metzias of Nivdal. But then they're Bottle, they're Behelo. As I explained it to you in the previous shiur, there is no such thing as multiplying Oisius, as dividing Oisius, as combining Oisius. An Oisius is an Inyan Atzmi, straight from Atzmos. Every letter, how many letters are there? Bligvul letters. There's Bligvul Oisius HaDibur, there's Bligvul Oisius HaMachshava, there's Bligvul Oisius of Chitzaniyas Bina, there's Bligvul Oisius of Pnimiyas Bina. If you guys learn page Lamentas and page Memi, what I'm talking about, Bligvul Oisius of Chachma, Bligvul Oisius of Re'ir the Chachma, Bligvul Oisius of Ratzin, Bligvul Oisius of Taimuk. There's no limit how many Oisius Nefesh can produce. And in the Atam HaNefesh, they're actually bepratis. In detail, they add up 1, 2, 3, till Bligvul. Now, but then they're totally bottom. Why? Because there's no such thing as Oisius having kids. There's no such thing as Oisius growing. There's no such thing as Oisius shrinking. They don't change. In Chassidus, they use the mashal of a rock. Rocks don't grow. They don't have children. They don't multiply. They don't get small. That's what they are. We now know that rocks are made up of parts. Okay, so use the parts of rocks, atoms, electrons, whatever is going to make you happy. The bottom line is, when you get down to the elementary particle, to the point from which everything begins, there's no such thing as of growing, or shrinking, or having children, or being born. They come straight from Atmos. So Oyer is really one. You put her into the source, it's the source. Kalim are never one. You put the source Kalim into the Atmos of Hus of the Eibishter, the way they're in Atmos of Hus, they're already Bligvul. But then they're bottled with Tachas Adur. This is more or less, I hope the emphasis is on more, but I suspect that the emphasis is on less, what I discussed in the last shiur. Now I want to talk a little bit more about these in Yonim, and I hope, I pray to God, that I'll become across clear, because I will ask Nishta Tumlin, because there's a very funny kind of relationship between Oisius and Oid. Okay? Number one, Oisius comes from Etzma Nefesh. Okay? Number one, Oisius comes from Etzma Nefesh. Number two, how do you get Oisius out of the Etzma Nefesh? There's different Leifanim. One Leifan is through Oid. You decide you want to say something, Hashem, the Oisius come by themselves. I told you the Lashon. A Rebbe let lefi, I should show you the Lashon inside the Samach Vav. A Rebbe let lefi the Eida, when Atz Muslim Hus, get them, stop them to Oisius. Something to that effect. When you want to speak, the words tumble out of you. Nobody has to concentrate on the production of words. Even though words are Moshe Shen Atzmus. If we would have to concentrate on the production of words, guess what? We would not be able to speak just like gorillas. The fact that we speak, we are called Nefesh HaMedaberes, Ruach Malor, V'targum Unkelus, Nefesh Chai, V'targum Unkelus, Ruach Memalala, is that Oisius tumble out of the Nefesh by themselves. So even though Oisius have a higher Shadish than it, and their Mamish Shen Atzmus, nobody worries about Oisius, they come out of the Nefesh automatically. Now, what I just told you is not the whole truth, because there's a concept of what's called hakor, that when you don't understand something and you have a big tzimtzum, it also forms Oisius, but that's not bringing mantra of Oisius, Metzum and Nefesh, Tegili, that's about really the tzimtzum there. So the first point that we have to understand is, Oisius come out of the Nefesh by themselves. How? By using Yisechel. Here's the funny thing. Oisius comes out of the Nefesh by themselves, that's point number one, right? But the way Oisius come out of the Nefesh by themselves, you don't feel Oisius. Right? Imagine a person's got a flow of Seichel. Guy's got a great head, and there's Gisach Seichel for him. Ideas are flying. Every one of those ideas has Oisius. He doesn't even notice that there's Oisius. Why doesn't he notice that there's Oisius? Because there's so much light in the Oisius, Oisius are above. Yeah? That's point number one. Now how are you going to discover that there's Oisius? How are you going to discover it? How are you going to find out there's Oisius? Simple. You're going to make the light less. You're going to make the light less. The light is going to become so small, so small, so small, that all of a sudden the only thing that's going to be left is Oisius. Or you're going to notice Oisius. Ah, you discover the Oisius. This is point number two. So where did the Oisius come from? Did the Oisius come from the Oyer, or did the Oisius come from the Etzma Nefesh? Anybody? Etzma Nefesh. Not about them. Even though the Oisius came from the Etzma Nefesh, the channel, imagine a river that's flowing and they're carrying rocks. The rocks are Derech Moshel, the Oisius. The waters are Derech Moshel, the Yoyer. Yeah? The water flows, the rocks flow too. How are you going to see that there's rocks? You're going to put a sieve, you're going to put a screen, you're going to let the water go through and only the Oisius are going to remain. You're going to make a tzimtzum. Ah! Now you're going to notice rocks. Where did the rocks come from? The rocks didn't. The Oisius did not come from the Oyer. The Oisius came from the Etzma Nefesh. How did you discover that the Oisius exists? By taking away the Oyer. That's point two. Okay, now before I go to point three, I'm going to repeat point one and two again. Point number one, Oisius don't come from Oid. Oisius come from Etzma Nefesh. For some reason, the Oid carries the Oisius. Point number two, how do you discover there's Oisius? Now that the Oid carried the Oisius, take the Oid away. Leave over Oisius. This is called in Hasidus, and write this down, please. May his avos, ha Oid, nasu hakelim. That means, when you make the Oid grub, when the oil becomes less, the kelim form. May his avos her oil nasu akelim. What does that mean? The oil becomes less, the kelim become more. But it's a lie. It's not true. May his avos her nasu akelim. Atazeh. Why is it a lie? May his avos her nasu akelim. Why? Because Oisius don't come from it. Oisius comes straight from Atzmus. What's the pshat? May his avos her nasu akelim. So the Rebbe used the Lashon, the Maimed, Nasu Mitzias HaKelim. You discover Kelim. You discover Oisius by making the light less. But the Kelim didn't come from the Eid. The Kelim came from Atzmus. Eid is simply carrying Kelim. That's point number two. So again, point number one is that the Hamshach of Oisius has to do with Eid. Gisach, the Kalim come along with it. And nobody concentrates on Kalim. If you have to concentrate on Kalim, we can close the Shtaslas down right away. We'd be Lahavu. Like those chimpanzees, those apes, they have all the plumbing of speech, they can't speak. Why not? They shouldn't give them a nefesh. They don't have nefesh chaya. Pasuk Yechumish. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Eibishter blew into Adam Arishon's nostrils a breath of life. Vayhi ha'adam nefesh chaya. Man became a living being. Look in Targum Onkelos. What's that nefesh chaya? Doesn't say a big chacham. Doesn't say a great chemist. Doesn't say a great engineer. Someone who can speak. And you learn a chassidus that it is more difficult to say a word than to build a machine. It's more difficult to say a word than to understand all kinds of things. It is four madrigas in Dibur, the Sheikh and Chassidus. The third of the four madrigas is the ability to speak words and sentences. There's two levels of Seichel lower than Dibur. That's where you find animals who can make machines and they can do all kinds of fancy things and they cannot speak. For this you have to have a special nefesh. What does that nefesh provide? That whenever you're going to turn on the faucet to let water flow, oysis are going to come along. But you're not going to see the oysis. When you're going to take away the air, the oysis are going to be discovered. Now here comes the strange twist of this, yeah? Point number one is, the light shines, the oysis forth. Point number two is, take away the light and let the oysis over, right? Now what's point number three? Now the oysis have been isolated, and the oysis are present, yeah? Bring the light back. What are the oysis going to do to the light? It's going to make a tzimtzum in there. Yeah, it's going to reveal it. Of course it's going to reveal it. But it's going to reveal so much less than the original ayat, you cannot even imagine. No. You took away the ayat, left over the oisius. Now bring the ayat back. The oisius function is to make a tzimtzum in ayat. It's a really a strange interaction. It's a very strange balance, bouncing off one another. Here we say ayat has nothing to do with ayat. Come fast my nephew. But we say that the oisis are brought forth through the oir. When do you reveal the oisis? By removing the oir. Okay, so you remove the oir, you lift over the oisis. Now bring the oir back. What are the oisis going to do? They're going to prevent the oir from shining. Al-Darach Mashal, oisis ha-dibur. Yeah, how does oisis ha-dibur work? How does oisis ha-dibur work? What does it say in the mind? So long as you're thinking, you can't speak. Impossible. The brain works too fast. The brain is too deep. If you want to be able to speak, you have to slow the brain down. You slow the brain down. Maybe you turn it off for a while. And what happens? You allow a symptom to develop. You shouldn't think so deep. You think in terms of oasis. Now you're going to do the actual speaking. You went from machshava to dibur. The dibur is megale, as Yossi points out. The dibur is going to reveal, but what? The dibur is going to reveal, but what? A far lesser oir. So these are three steps in the how the oir and the oisius interact. Step number one is oisius don't come from the oir, they come from atzmus, but the oir carries them. Step number two is to reveal the oisius, you have to hide the oir. Step number three, once the oir gives the oisius a chance to become strong, the oisius can mal master an oir. And basically that's the story of Seyder Hishtashlus. What's Seyder Hishtashlus? Worlds. What's the difference between one world and another? How much oir there is, and how many oisius there are. The higher worlds, fewer oisius, more oir. The lower worlds, more oir, more oisius, and lesser oir. What's the process? Process the oir shines, it brings along with itself oisius. You take away the oir, the oisius become more tzimtzumdik, more helemdik, more choyshechdik. Then you bring back the oir, and the oisius are matzamtzam from the oir. Then the process repeats itself. The oir shines into the next world. The oir is carrying oisius, or kalim, for the world below. Then you remove the air, the kelim become pronounced, you bring the air back, there's a new symptom, and so on, it goes back and forth. So the two things that you have to come to conclude from all this is the following. Number one, Aesis and air need each other. And number two, in the Shadish, Aesis and air have nothing to do with one another. Ultimately, Aesis are Mushish and Asmus. The air is Mushish and what's called Moir. Moir, for all intents and purposes, is Atmus. But you talk about the Eibishter, it's about levels in the Eibishter, that's up a cursus. However, we understand it, it's lower than the Shadish of Aces. It's lower. And the logic to it is that to create something separate, you have to have a higher Shadish. To create something near is easier. Since Ayat is by definition close to the source, So it comes from a lower level. Since Oisis, by definition, are created in a way that is separated from the source, has to come from a higher Shemesh. Any questions or comments? No, Oisis are higher
Shemesh. Why? Where does
that come from? Oyer comes from Mar, and Oisis comes from Atmos. Aren't they the same thing? Depends which mamma you read. No, they're not. Any questions?
Right.
But the higher Elohim is very good. Perfectly. Why the Eid was shining, so he didn't see the Isis. That's exactly right. That's right. Okay, now if you have no questions, I'm going to talk to you about Gorgor Ativa that here. I want to speak to you about Ananda Sujain Gans. Okay, now if you don't get this, don't worry about it. But the first point is very important. By the way, my next year, which is my last on this Maimir, we're going to learn the Kvay Malchus Chayimedu Vuraskei Nebeda. Pasha, don't stick a laugh when the Rebbe talks about this idea, how somehow this Moshel of Asius explains what we call in our Maimir Midas Hadim, or Tzimtzu, that the Asius make the light so much less that you have Yashmayayim. Where did Asius come from? Atzmus. How did Asius get brought here? Through Oyer. But once the Oyer gives the Asius a chance to express concept of Helam and Havdalah, of what Oisius are, Helam, Keech Nelam, and Havdalah, Keech Nivdal, the effect that the air should be also more Nelam and more Nivdal. I want to share with you a Bavusta Sugi in Chassidus, and if you'll have this, this is a Vildas Sugi in Chassidus. God, a Vildas Sugi in Chassidus. There was a Bavusta Machloikas that took place in time of the Remarash. The Rebbe Marash was the son of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, and he had a nephew whose name was Rav Zalman Kopester. Rav Zalman Kopester was the son of the Maril, the Rebbe Marash's brother, and he was older than his uncle. He was older than the Rebbe Marash. He was born Tavkuf Tzadik, the Rebbe Marash was born Tavkuf Tzadik Dalet. Maril was number 2 and the Rebbe Marash was number 7. That's correct. Rav Zalman Kopester was a major problem to the Rebbe Marash. He had many, many, many more chassidim than the Rebbe Marash. But evidently, the Rambam Kopester wasn't an Islamite. An Islamite was Lubavitch. This is the Metzius. From Kopester, there's nothing left. Except the history of the Machlokes, unfortunately. What was the Machlokes about? Whether the Keach Harshimu Noga by Atzimtzum or Loi Noga by Atzimtzum. What does that mean? That means, huh? What does that mean? There's three types of existences in reality, in the world. Creations that are created through Tzimtzum. Creations that are called Nogo Behem Tzimtzum, they were affected by the Tzimtzum. And creations that lay Nogo Behem Tzimtzum cloud, they were not affected by the Tzimtzum at all. What's an example of something of Tzimtzum? The Tzimtzum changed it. The Eirakav, the Rishon took away the light completely, left over a hollow, and as I explained it to you in one of the shiurim that I gave you last week, it was made a wall. That's it. There's no, it's empty. He didn't open up a window and say, okay, come on back in the form of a kav. No, he made a wall. The kav was by keach eish chatzimtzum. The kav has to burst through the eish chatzimtzum, the mashal, which is where the chassidus, like you have a barrel that's very, very full of water. It's going to create a crack and the water is going to escape. Baka chatzimtzum. Oh, ye baka kachachat edach. The whole sugya chassidus. The kav has to burst through the Tzimtzum. How this is done is another discussion. But it says in Chassidus that since the Kav has to fight its way through the Tzimtzum changes it completely. The Tzimtzum changes the Kav completely. Erev HaMalach Lama was changed by Tzimtzum completely. Ad Kedei Kach, that it's brought from the Zayah, the Erev HaKav, Erev HaMalach Lama, is called Shaitis, it's called hair, compared to Erev HaSeviv Kolam. Here is the Tzimtzum was called Haradar, it's a Shleib Erev. The Kav's light compared to the light, this Nyat Tzimtzum, is not one step away, it's two steps away. It's categorically removed because it's Bekech and Shechatzim. It's called Tzimtzum. Okay? Hashem makes a Tzimtzum, removes the light. The light wants to come back, it has to force its way through the Chesh Tzimtzum, it changes completely. That's called Kav. Now, then there's a level called Noga Bayat Tzimtzum. Noga Bayat Tzimtzum goes on Save of Kalaman. When the Ebishter made Tzimtzum Harishon, he didn't take away Save of Kalaman. He hid it. We shouldn't see Sefer Kalaman. Sefer Kalaman is here now. Sefer Kalaman was here before the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum did not take it away. The light that was taken away by Tzimtzum Edition, that to fight its way back through the Tzimtzum, Cheshcha Tzimtzum is Mamala Kalaman, Eira Kav. And the Eira Sefer Kalaman is only Helev. In other words, right now Sefer Kalaman is in this room, and it's the same as it was before the Tzimtzum, except that it's hidden. But then there's a third level. And the third level is called Lei Noga Be'a Tzimtzum Klal. It was not affected by the Tzimtzum at all. The Tzimtzum didn't touch it. What's an example for Lei Noga Be'a Tzimtzum Klal? It's called the Chassidus Etzem Ein Sof, the essence of Hashem's life. What are practical examples of Etzem Ein Sof? Teira and Mitzvahs. Teira is Mushish and Etzem Ein Sof. Mitzvahs are really Mushish and Atzmus, Mushish and Kelim. But what are Teira Mitzvahs? They're godliness in this world that were not affected by the Tzimtzum at all. Now, we don't see them. But now we don't see them because it's hidden, like by Sefer Kalaman. We don't see them because they're higher than Gili. Don't ask me, this is a fancy, it's a spiel, but it's real. Teira and Mitzvahs are Elikus Be'etzem. They were not affected by the Tzimtzum. So we have three categories of things. Things that the Tzimtzum changed, the Kav. Things that Noga by my Tzimtzum, they were only touched by the Tzimtzum. And then you have categories of things that lay Noga by my Tzimtzum. Now, here comes the Machlokes. How does it say that the Tzimtzum Edition happened? How did it say the Tzimtzum Edition happened? Hashem removed his light and left over a cholol. Yeah? Left over an emptiness. Now we know that this emptiness wasn't so empty. Why not? First of all, there's a ayin, lay naga by a Tzimtzum klal. It was there the whole time, never went away. Second of all, there's a ayin that was naga by a Tzimtzum. When the Emperor made a Tzimtzum and removed the light, there was a light that remained there. It was just changed that it should be heaven. Right, lady, you with me? But there's only one light where you could really say David took it away. Etzem Ein Sof never left. The Makkah of Sefer Kalaman became hidden. It's only the Makkah of Mamalakam that David removed completely, yeah? Fine. But there's another thing also. When Hashem removed the light, what happened? Was there a true emptiness? What do you guys learn in Chassidus? Anybody remember? Huh? What did he leave? Oh, since we're in Chassidus, forget about any Chassidus. There was a Rishimu. When the Ebishter removed the light, he left over a Rishimu. What's a Rishimu? What's a Rishimu? What is the trace? What is it? It's the Mokar HaKelim, it's not Kav. Kav is a... The Ebishter left over the Mokar HaKelim. Or to use the Oishis at this time, he left over Oishis. He removed the Ein Sof. And we know that the removal of Ein Sof itself is a whole complicated, fancy business. What he removed and what he didn't remove, what looks like he removed, what he didn't really remove, and so on. But fine, he removed the Ein Sof, but he didn't leave an emptiness. There was Asius, Rishimu. So the Rebbe Marash and his nephew had an argument. The Rishimu, Noga behem HaTzimtzum, and then Noga behem HaTzimtzum. Kul Amalei Pligi, everybody agrees that the Rishimu wasn't taken away. You can't say Tzimtzum of the Rishimu. Tzimtzum means he took away the light and left over the Rishimu. Yeah? So he didn't take it away, it's there. But was it changed by the Tzimtzum? Was Noga by that Tzimtzum. Did the Tzimtzum change the Kelim?
When the Kelim have become smaller, the light doesn't come.
Hashem removes the light, leaves over the Kelim. So the Kelim become bigger. They become more materialistic. Okay. We mean in terms of its pronouncement, in terms of its ability to block. On the higher levels, the Oishis are there, you don't see them. On the lower levels, the Oishis... Because there's more Oishis. On the lower levels, there's less Oishis, so you magish Kelim more. So the Kelim didn't change. The visibility of Kalim changed. Our ability to see them.
So,
right, they're not really changing. No. We mean in terms of Gilead, or your point is very well taken. Hey, Faket, this is exactly where I'm going. In Southern. This is precisely the point. This is the Rebbe Marash Shita. This is exactly the Shita of the Rebbe Marash. The question is, was there a change in the measure of the Elikus of Kalim? So the Zalman Kappa said, the Magen Rebbe says, of course. Why? Pashit. Before the Tzimtzum, the Kelim were Lakus. And after the Tzimtzum, the Netzel were Lakus. So the Rebbe Marash lay Noga behem at Tzimtzum Klal. The Kelim of the Rishimu, the Asius of the Rishimu, before the Tzimtzum, they were godliness. After the Tzimtzum, they're exactly the same godliness. Nothing changed in the Kelim. Except that the Kelim became more pronounced. Because the Kelim became more pronounced, they're going to lay the bigger Tzimtzum in the oil that's going to return after the Tzimtzum Rishon. Oh, Yibaka Kasharov. When the Kav is going to come back in, the Kav is going to find that the Kelim became tough. Before the Tzimtzum, the Kav overran the Kelim completely. After the Tzimtzum, the Kelim tell the Kav, now you're going to behave. You're going to shine the way I let you. But the funny thing about it is, according to Shita Marash, there was no Shin on the Aces at all. Which means is this. I want you to think about this for a moment, okay? In Atzmus, there are different concepts. One of the concepts of Atzmus is called Choshech, darkness. Now, what does darkness mean? Well, you're on the ball, but I'm even deeper than dark, bright light that we can't see. There's two types in the Choshech. Choshech means there's no light. You're right, but noch tiefer. You're speaking Cheshech mitzad Er, we're speaking now mitzad Kelim. It's even higher than that. What is dark? One, dark passion means there's no light, it's dark. The second concept of darkness is there are things that Eivishter created that are be'etzem black. Now, something which is be'etzem black, is it godliness? Or is it the epitome of the antithesis? Is it the opposite of godliness? But we're talking about in terms of Gilead and Helen, in terms of its Metzias, in terms of its form, what it is. From our point of view, a Metzias of Choshech, a thing that's black, is anti-godliness. So we have a gewaldige chiddush of the Rebbe Marash, which Binyamin you picked on right away. Not only don't Oisius change, Oisius are Atmos. Eish made a Tzimtzum Rishon. He took away the light. He left over Oisius. What are those Oisius? They're Atmos. Before they were Kovel and Atmos. Now they've been isolated. Now you can see them. When they were Kovel and Atmos, they were Lakus. They were bottles of the Mabishon. Guess what? They're still a Lakus. They're still bottles of the Mabishon. So why are we blaming the Oisius for every Helam and every Tzimtzum? Every bad thing is the fault of the Neshimu. Because we're not sensitive to the Lakus of Choshech. We don't see godliness in blackness. But you should know that Atzmus is found in Kelim. And just like the Kelim, the way they were Mushish in Atzmus, we are Lakus. Lai, Naga, Bohem, Atim, Tzum, Klau. Kelim and Oisius. Every level of Kelim, every level of Oisius is still a Lakus, Begilui. Begilui to who? To somebody who could see a Lakus of Choshech. And we can't. In other words, Rabbi Isai, you could have a hell of a hested in the neshama. You can't have a hell of a hested in a goof. You can have a hell of a hested in oil. You can't have a hell of a hested in Caleb. You know why? Because when it comes to goof, when it comes to Caleb, there never was a tzimtzum. Hashem never took it away. The tzimtzum was only in oil. The tzimtzum was only in neshama. There was never a tzimtzum in Caleb. There was never a tzimtzum in goof. But why do we always associate goof and Caleb to hell of a hested? Because we simply don't have the receptors, we don't have the kelim to see the lakus of Choshech. And if the Eivishter would allow us to see the lakus of Choshech, we would know he never ever took it away. It was here before, it's still here. What I'm saying in other words, Rabbi Isai, is we are creatures of Oyer. That's the nature of our existence. We feel light, we feel change. So to us there's such a thing called the greater gilui. Such a thing called the lesser gili. More light, more gili. Less light, less gili. What about Kelim and Oisius? We call Kelim and Oisius death. Dead. What is dead? The epitome of anti-elikus? No. The death of Kelim and Oisius is Atzmus. So why do we call it dead? Because we can't feel it. Our inability to feel the elikus in Kelim, our inability to feel the elikus in Oisius leads us to believe that there's nothing further from Hashem than Atheus and Kalim, and the Rebbe Marash said Atheus and Kalim. It's Atmos. There was never a Tzimtzum in Atheus and Kalim. You heard what I'm saying? So there's an even deeper irony to it. What's the deeper irony? Ein brings Kalim. You take away Kalim, you take away Ein, the Kalim becomes stronger. There's more Lakus and Kalim than the Ein ever had, because the Ein was Nagabema Tzimtzum or Tzimtzum Mamish, the Kalim or Atmos. But in the framework of Hishtalshalus, what's such Gilei Lakus Oed? What's such Helam Lakus Oisius? Oisius are Atmos, and Oed is only Oed. We can't eat Atmos. Atmos doesn't exist. It's Choshech. It's Choshech itself. what Choshech itself is Atmos, Choshech itself is godliness.
But it's useless.
It's useless in terms of our experience. That's why we speak. La'asid lovei, that there's different changes that are going to take place. One is that the oir is going to be made b'mokem ha'choshech, the light is going to shine where there's darkness. Right? Until there will be ha'fichas ha'choshech la'oir, a transformation of darkness into light.
And
no, that's still the light shining completely in the Isis. And then there's a separate concept. And this separate concept is called ha'choshech atzmei yoir. Choshech atzmei yoir doesn't mean light. You'll see the godliness of choshech. And what are you going to discover? What are you going to discover? He never left. Atmos has been here the whole time. Begiloy, in the form of choshech. We just didn't have the sensitivity to choshech. Which enriches, it adds a whole new gishmak to this whole parsha of Asius. That in addition to the fact that Asius are Moshish and Atmos, and Asius come from her. So even though we blame Asius for every tzimtzum and every helem, the whole thing is Asius are creating tzimtzum and helems lagabenu. Lagabe Asius, Asius are Atmos and Moshish, Asius are higher than the highest state. Your goof is a lakus begolui, higher than the highest neshama. No, but then it's a tzitz of cheshech. Go ahead. Oh, no. Klippa has an itzitz of it. You're very right. This kedusha, this klippa tmega, this shalosh humus atmeyes lagamri, and then something called cheshech. Right? And this is gadda sugya. I once... it's not important. Please. When you're speaking about klippa tmega, you don't make klippa tmega, klippa tmega. We're talking about a oid which is hidden. What place? Shalosh Klippos Atmeyes Lagamri Klippa. There's a little oir, and the oir is Choshech. What about Choshech itself? In the terms of experience, Choshech itself is worse than Shalosh Klippos Atmeyes Lagamri. The example of a little Choshech is Nishenis, where there's no way that Hashem is overcoming. But Mamitis Anyonim, Choshech itself. To you, it's worse than Shalosh Klippos Atmeyes Lagamri. There's no Klippa there. There's no Hell of Aston Elikus.
So you say the Tumas and Miyamun.
That's term of the Helam of Oed. The Oed is not going to be covered. Yeah? And then there's a Bezunder Parsha altogether. HaChoshech Atzmei Yoyer.
Why
is
Choshech?
Because Choshech equals Havdalah. What does Choshech mean? A Matzah Atit
and
a Mokah.
And how's it
coming up? What's the union of Keli? What's the union of Asius? What's the union of Keli? What's the union of Asius? Helam and Havdalah. Kelim Magala, you're right, Kelim Magala, but the Magala Oir, Kelim by itself, is Choshech. You know what I'm saying? And this is where the whole Shturm of Tchias HaMeisim. Huh? What? What, Kelim? You're also getting worried about people coming up a curse.
No, I'm saying.
It's Atmos, however you used. Who? Right.
The vessel is a vessel for God,
right.
Not God.
And what am I saying?
You're saying what the Oasis are Atmos.
Atmos, very good. Okay? Good.